face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Yes, oh, I want to see him look upon his face.
Say praise the Lord. You know, really, this is the quietest place you're ever going to be. Wherever you go, it's going to be a lot of noise. This is the quietest place we'll ever be. But I'm glad that we look into a better place. A land of singing, a land of praising and rejoicing. And it's untelling what all will go on over there. Found out we're going to work. That's no problem here. How about you? No problem? Just to be there is going to be great, isn't it? Turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet them in the name of the Lord tonight. Tell them you're glad to see them in the house of God on Wednesday night. Play a little bit more and sing that third
space, there to sing. praise. You love Him tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes tonight while we look at our prayer request. The Maxwell family turns this in. Please remember Matt Prophet in prayer. He is a co-worker with our youngest son. He was severely burned in an electrical accident on Monday. He is now in a burn center in Georgia, so they're saying that he really, really needs our prayers tonight. So let's just commit that unto the Lord. Ask God to be with that man. We'll remember Sister Phillips tonight in prayer. Blood sugar is very high, so let's remember that tonight as we pray. Brother Keith Phillips says, I want to thank the mighty God of Keith Phillips for healing me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. I took that to heart when Brother Donnie said that, didn't you? He is a mighty God. If He's God at all, He's mighty. And if He's our God, He's a mighty God of whoever your name is. Do you believe that tonight? Amen. I want to pray for Sister Anna Shipley, who is very sick, needs healing tonight. Let's remember that. Brother and Sister Baker, they want to thank the Lord for His divine healing. Sister Christine Baker is doing great. Thank you so much for your prayers. They want to thank you for praying. Brother Keith Phillips says that my supervisor's dog is fine. It's amazing when a person believes the Lord. I told her to lay hands on him, and she did, and God answered prayer. So somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Well, if he can do a possum, if he can give a fish back its life, he's still God tonight. I believe that with all of my heart, don't you? You have an unspoken prayer request tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about. We certainly want to remember all those that are traveling on the road, going to the camp, I guess, down in Texas, those places. And also our vacation Bible school. Folks, I promise you this, they're not any of them cold over there tonight. So let's pray that the heat just won't get to them. And I understand they're having a tremendous time. And, well, we praise the Lord for folks that's willing to take time from their schedule to give to our children. Is that right? So we thank the Lord for that. And we just pray that the rest of the week would be really, really good for them. Let me make this announcement. There was a ladies' watch that was left on a pew in the sanctuary a couple of weeks ago. You can claim it over in the library. So remember that if you've lost a watch, they have that for you over in the library. All the unspoken prayer requests tonight, by the raising of your hand, we'll just commit that all these things unto the Lord. You know, you probably saw it in the paper, a little girl over in Unicoi County, 18-year-old, that was killed in an accident over, I guess, on June the 10th. And so we certainly want to pray for that family. And her grandfather passed away the same day she did. So that family is just really an acquaintance of my son. They know each other. So they're just really, really heartbroken, and as you can imagine. So let's pray for the needs of there's struggling humanity everywhere. Really don't know where to turn. If only they knew where to turn. If only they'd be willing to know where to turn. But let's remember in prayer that God will just be mindful. Situation in Orlando, Florida, we know what took place there. And it's just a troubled world that we're in. I'm glad we have peace in a world filled with trouble. Aren't you glad about that tonight? Somebody say, He's the best thing I ever seen in my life. Do you believe that with all your heart? Give Him one more hand clap of praise as you stand tonight. Brother Terry, come and pray over these needs. Let's just commit these things unto the Lord. Pray for our pastor away tonight in the meetings in Texas. God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
So happy we get to go to church again. Let's bow our heads and you join your faith with mine as we pray. Lord Jesus, first thing we want to do is welcome you tonight. We want to invite your presence. We want you to take the uppermost seat. Lord, this could be the last service that we're ever in. Likely not, but perhaps it certainly could be. So we want to give it 100%. Lord Jesus, as we thank you, Lord, for salvation, we thank you for sending us a messenger. We're thankful, Lord, for your choice of a messenger. Brother Jim and I was talking about just a moment before service. Lord, the gift that you put in his life, the second pull, the things that he didn't have to guess. He brought us the truth, restored the word of God, the visions never failed. All the just so many wonderful things. We are so blessed, dear Lord Jesus, to be recipients of this great end time message. We're so thankful. I pray, Lord, for the first request, Brother Jim Maxwell's son, his friend, who got burned in an electrical accident. Dear God, undertake in his behalf and administer a healing touch somehow is our prayer. And Lord, we think about our pastor, I believe, out in Texas, be speaking Sunday. I think it is. I pray that just to anoint him, give him the words to speak, and each one of the other brothers that'll be speaking, and many lives will be touched, encouraged, and perhaps either be some saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray for them. We pray for our young people at the Vacation Bible School. Just continue to give them a desire, a greater desire to come into the fellowship of the Lord Jesus. And may it not just be a something scheduled, they go to a protracted meeting, as it were, but truly may they be helped and receive something of eternal value, that they'll never be the same after this VBS is over. Lord, as Brother Louis said, the chaos of going around the world, the Orlando, the family that lost a little child down in Florida with the alligator, just different things that we hear about, just chaos everywhere. Lord, it's just pre-tribulation conditions, but Lord, we know that we have an escape out of here. We're thankful for it. We're saddened for humanity that's suffering. Lord, but we're thankful that we're part of the great escape, if we could say it that way. Pray that you want to know it. I think Brother Andrew's going to speak tonight. Give him the words to say. Maybe may he not have to search, but just let them come flowingly, that we might just be able to pull on the gift of God and feast around the Word of God. And may it be your spiritual food in due season. May we leave the service just full with a 7-course meal. I know he's got it on his plate. God, I pray that we come hungry, we'll receive. Grant these things, Lord. We love you so much. Heal each request that I didn't mention. They've already been read, but you know all about it. God, may it be manifest in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you, Terry. God bless you. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. You give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here tonight with us in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have each and every one of you here. All of our streamers, we pray this service would be a great blessing to those folks as well. Let's sing a song tonight. It's called Out of This World. I'm glad we've got a place to go to, aren't you? Amen. Let's see if we can sing it tonight. You want to start with the chorus? It's out of this world, out of this world, telling you the place where I'm going, it's out of this world. No more sorrow, no more fear, no more dying, no more tear. The river of life is flowing by, where we'll never have to say
world. While traveling through this world below, I see great cities everywhere I go, but I know that soon their beauty will fade away. But there's a place waiting just for me, a city that'll stand for eternity. I'm telling you the place where I'm going is out of this world. Out of this world. John
saw the city coming down, dressed like a bride in a wedding gown. He said the walls were made of jasper, the gates of pearl, where once again the God walks with man and dries their tears with his own hand. I'm telling you, the place where I'm going is out of this world.
Tonight. Praise the Lord. Why don't you sing that second verse for us? We'll help you real good, I promise you.
John saw that city coming down, dressed like a bride in her wedding gown. He said the walls were made of jasper, the gates of pearl, where once again God walks with man and dries their tears with his own hand. Telling you the place where I'm going is out of this world.
Tonight, let the worshipers arise. Can we sing that tonight? We'll start with the verse. Start with the first verse. We'll go into the chorus. Let's sing this just before we have our special for tonight.
Are you ready to worship?
Amen. Amen.
We're not entertainers.
Right.
We're a body of worshipers.
Glory.
Father, I see that you withdraw.
Oh, yes.
Line in the sand. I want to be standing on your side, Lord. Holding your hand. Let your kingdom come. Let it live in me. This is my prayer. This is my plea.
Let the worshipers arise.
Surrendering my all. God's the saints of every nation are awakening to sing. From our hearts there comes an anthem. Oh, hear our praises ring. This is a song to our King. Let the worshiper
arise. Let his sons and his daughters
sing. I'm surrendering my
all.
I give you my all.
I surrender
to the King.
Let the worshipers arise.
One more hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. We was going to have a special, but I just feel it's time to go on into the service. And we'll do our special, I promise you, this weekend. Ever who was going to sing, we'll get you next week, this coming weekend, the Lord willing. Are we glad to have this brother with us here tonight? Amen. Amen. I remember when his maybe 9 or 10, 11-year-old would have him come up and pray. You remember that? Coming up and pray over the prayer request? Now I can barely carry that man's coat. But we sure love Brother Andrew Glover, don't we? Give him a nice hand.
Wonder how many have a need up on your heart. You'd just like to be remembered. God bless you. He sees every hand. I trust all of us would be remembered tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight, Father. We're so grateful, Lord, to be called your children in this hour, God. And Lord, to know that your word has come. And Father, it's not come as a dead letter, but Lord, it's come as a living word. And Father, it's come into our hearts to change our lives. And Father, we're so thankful not to be gathered around, Lord, something that's dead, but something of life tonight, Lord. And we know that, Lord, each person here tonight, Lord, has brought their lick of fire together, Lord, to make that one great pillar of fire among us, God. And Lord, we just pray you would come and receive honor and glory from this service, Lord. And Father, you see every hand that was raised, God, behind that hand there is a need, Lord. And I don't know the situations, Lord, but Father, maybe some of the people don't even know what we would be facing in the future, God. But Lord, we come to the author and the finisher of our faith tonight, God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, you still heal the sick, Father. You still save the lost, God. You still give the Holy Ghost, Lord. And so, Father, that just tells me that no matter what the need may be, Lord, how great or how small, Lord, you are more than able to meet it tonight, Father. Lord, we just pray you bless this service, God. We thank you for the moving of the Holy Ghost we feel among us tonight, God. May we entertain that presence tonight, Lord. And may you be with Brother Donnie, Lord, in the meeting there in Texas, God, and the brothers there. Father, may you anoint him, Lord. And Father, we just pray the Holy Ghost would have his way there, Lord. And Father, we just commit this service into your hands. For your honor and glory, we pray. And all the believers said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, we'll invite you to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 1. 2 Peter, chapter 1. We greet you tonight in the name of the Lord. I certainly want to say it's an honor and a privilege to be back with you. And appreciate Brother Donnie for inviting us to come back this way, and I'll give you my coat. It don't fit.
I know.
Amen. Amen. So we certainly appreciate the privilege to be in his house. Amen. And amen. We just trust the Lord will speak to us tonight. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. The Bible says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Brother Bram said, I love that. Eyewitnesses. He said, it's not some fable, but we are witnesses of what we are talking about.
Glory,
he said, for we have received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. Yeah. Verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Amen. And I want to draw our thought from verse 20 here. He says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of this scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. May God add the blessing to reading of his word tonight as you would be seated. And I want to speak tonight by the help of the Lord on this thought. I was just studying this week and looking at some different thoughts, and I just began to read this scripture and it just jumped out to me. So I just trust it'll be a blessing to you. But I'd like to speak tonight on the power of interpretation. The power of interpretation. And Brother Bram said here, in the seed is not air with the shuck. He said, dear Jesus, he said, the author of the word of life. And he said, you are the word. And he said, we solemnly now approach thee. He said, after the explaining of the vision. And he said that, God, you bear me record that this is true, Lord Jesus. He said, I pray that you'll anoint the words tonight to the hearing of every ear that's under the divine sound. And I'm glad tonight to be under a divine sound. Amen. He said, and if there be some here or listening in out across the nation, he said, if they are not ready and prepared at this hour, he said, to meet the challenge of the hour. He said, the message from God, to repent and to be ready, for the kingdom of God is nearing. And he said, we pray that it'll be so tonight with them, that they will meet this hour's challenge. And I, you know, in this hour, we live in a day and time where there's a lot of different challenges. You know, different people come up with different challenges. But here, the prophet of God is telling us that there was a message coming forth. And it was not coming forth just to be something of dead letter or something of history or something past. But the message that was coming forth was actually a challenge to every heart. Can you say amen? And you know, I believe tonight there's one thing that can never, amen, be overemphasized to the believer. And I believe that is the power of the Word of God. I don't believe that there's one of us here tonight that have to doubt the power of God's Word, no matter what science says, no matter what education says, no matter what the doctor says or what the devil says, or no matter who would say anything against the Word of God. Amen. It stands true tonight that there is still power in God's Word. And we know that Brother Branham taught us that we don't have the power, he said, but he said we have the authority. Amen. He said we have authority. And he goes on to teach us here. He taught the three principles of power. He said it's the power of God. It's the power of the devil. And he said it's the power of faith. And he said we don't need more power, he said, but we need faith to operate the power that we have. Amen. And I believe the Word of God is laying and present tonight. I believe it's here for every one of us tonight. If our faith can only raise to a level, amen, to operate the power of God that lays before us tonight. And you see, I was just studying here on this. Brother Bram said God is his own interpreter. Amen. You're going to help me preach tonight. I feel a good liberty in here tonight. He said we are living in a day of confusion. Can you say amen? He said we're living in a day that when men and women hardly know what to do. He said everything, it seems to be in such a turmoil. He said in everything, it seems to be there's so many different ways to look. He said, but you see, that's Satan to do that. Amen. If we can ever realize tonight that it's only the devil that brings confusion. It's only the devil that brings bondage and fear and darkness. Amen. That's the devil's job, to confuse us. But we are not children of darkness tonight. We are children of light by the power of the Word of God. He said, now God, he said, cannot judge a people righteously, he said, aright, unless there be some standard that he is going to judge them by. Amen. He said, and the Bible says that he'll judge all men by Jesus Christ. And he said, and Jesus Christ is the Word. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Word. In St. John 1:1, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Can you say amen? And he said, the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And without him, he said, was not anything made that was made. So here we see, amen, there is an infallibility here, and it's only placed in the Word of God. It's not placed in our ideas. It's not placed in my idea. It's not placed in your idea. The infallibility lays in the Word of God. Amen. And I believe every one of us can bring our life subject to the power of the Word of God by the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. Amen. I don't believe we have to sit here tonight defeated. I believe God has placed the Holy Ghost inside of our heart tonight that we can receive. Amen. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. He'll be the same tomorrow. Amen. His Word is not changed. Times might have changed. Churches might have changed. Politics might have changed. But God's Word remains the same, because he has come down in this hour to vindicate. He is with this bride. He has come down in this hour to vindicate. I'm the God that was with Elijah, and I'm your God as well. He has come down in the form of his Word to show us not just who Brother Branham was, not just to our pastorate, but to show us who we are in the Word. Abraham said, that's what's the matter in any age. He said, the Word of God is foreign to people. He said, it's too unusual. Can you say amen? Amen. Think of that. Abraham said, the Word is too unusual. God always does the unusual, though. It's unusual anywhere God is. He said, it's against the systematics of the world, because if they've got the things that the way they think it should be. So maybe that's the key here. What we're looking at tonight is when we begin to promote things, or begin to look at things the way we think they should be. Can you say amen? But here, we're not here to promote our ideas, but to promote the Word of God, and let the Word of God be superior above everything. He said, you notice, he said, you see, because they've got the things the way they think it should be. But he said, but God comes in and he does the unusual. I love that. He said, but God comes in and he does the unusual. Let me say this. What is unusual to the natural eye is only supernatural to God. Amen. God is not interested in what the devil would place upon us. He has got a power to take it off of us. He is not interested let me say it this way. Amen. No matter what the devil puts upon us, God is not interested in our excuses.
Can you say amen? Because we have a word here that has a powerful word. It's not a denominational word. It's a word of power. And it is coming this hour to manifest the realities of Christ into our hearts. He said, but God comes in and does the unusual. Now let's look at this for a minute. The desire of God since the beginning has been to manifest himself to the people. For Brother Branham said in the Church Age book that the very desire of God was to share his eternal life with someone. I love this here. I just love how the prophet of God takes us back here. He says, now all we are today, I love this. You might say, what am I? Or what is my purpose in life? Or what am I doing here? But man said, now all we are today is the display of his attributes. I just love that. Amen. All we are today is the display of his attributes. He said, you see, first, he was not even God. He said, God, when we would just call him the eternal one, he wasn't God, he said, because the word, English word, God means object of worship, and there was nothing to worship him. He said, so he was the eternal one. He was the main fountain of all intelligence. Hallelujah. He was the main fountain of all intelligence. And in this fountain of all intelligence, there was not an atom, a molecule, or nothing, he said. There was light nowhere. A star, a moon, nothing else. It was God. He said, God, what we know is God, the great spirit that was eternal, never did begin and never did end. He was there, and in him was attributes. He said it was attributes to be God. He said then it's attributes to be a father, attributes to be a son, attributes to be a savior, attributes to be a healer. All these attributes was in him, he said. These things that has unfolded since then are just his attributes. Glory to God. That are being made manifest. So actually what God's desire was to do was to come down and manifest himself, not as a dead letter, not as a dead God, but actually manifest what was inside of him. The prophet of God said, I can imagine the first thing he done, he began to create angels. He said, but listen, can you imagine he could look at the angels and say, I'm a healer, or I'm a savior, or I'm a deliverer, and they could say, yes, you are. But he wanted somebody to experience it. He wanted somebody that when he could say, I'm a savior, they could say, I know you're a savior because you've saved me. I'm a healer. I know you're a healer because you've healed me. He was wanting somebody that he could display himself inside of. Remember him said, what I mean, attributes, what was his thoughts, and a word is a thought expressed, he said. And then that was in his thinking. And when he said, let there be, and there was, let there be, and there was, he said, and now remember, oh, let's just tell the devil who we are tonight. And now remember, you Christians were his thoughts before there was a world. And you are the manifestation of his thinking. Glory to God. Before there was even a world, you were in Christ, amen, and God in the beginning. That makes you then see his subjects, and the whole thing is God. Himself, hallelujah, materializing himself, tangible, so he could be handled and seen and so forth. And that's what God is, he says, the whole thing. So the very desire of God was, if we can say it again, was to manifest himself. But Satan's desire was to stop God in every direction that he could. For he was there in the beginning. He knew what it was like when they would come to worship. He knew everything. He was God's right-hand man. And since he fell, his desire has been to stop you from getting back to where he was. But there ain't enough devils out of hell tonight. There ain't enough sickness tonight. There ain't enough discouragement. There ain't enough tests and trials and situations that can stop a seed of God from getting back to where they belong. You don't belong to this world. You belong to God. He said, and that's the whole thing, is God, the whole thing, he said. Since the fall in the garden, when sin and knowledge entered in, there has always been a desire in man to understand things. Now notice this. Man has always tried to understand God, but Brother Bram said, God is not understood, he is believed. amen, we'll never understand these things, but we're not simply asked to understand them. Brother Dale, we're asked to believe them. He did not ask us, do you understand Malachi 4? Do you believe Malachi 4? Amen. All things are possible, not to them that understand, but all things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah. Psalms 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Woo. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Now notice verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So before we could ever begin to, if we could say it this way, before we could ever even begin to understand God, if we would even put it that way, we first got to acknowledge him and seek him and follow him, not in some of our ways, not in part of our ways, but in all of our ways. I love this story. Brother Bram says this. He says, see the revelation here. Let me just say this. Amen. God has a channel by which he gets to man. Stay with me. We're going somewhere by God's help. God had a channel by which he gets to man. And that channel is the channel of revelation. It's not the channel of education. It's not the channel of knowledge. It's not the channel of science. God desires to come down and make himself real to you. God desires to come down and manifest the promises of his word to you. So it's not your brother walking out saying, God healed me. It's not your sister walking out saying, God gave me the Holy Ghost. But it's you walking out saying, God save my soul. God gave me the Holy Ghost. God fill me with the love of God. He wants this to be personal. He wants this to be individual. See that revelation there. He says how it's revealed. I love this statement here. Remember, he said men scratch their heads and pull their hair and things, trying to find out what Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is, to make three in one. He said, I love this. Don't pull your hair and scratch your head. Just look up. That's a lot easier than pulling your hair and scratching your head. Amen. Just look up. He said, because revelation, it comes from above. Revelation don't come from below. Revelation comes from above. He said, and that's right here. He will reveal it. He says, it's no Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's three offices. That's one God that lived in. He said it was in the office of spirit by himself, because the human being is condescending. He said, then he made himself a body and lived in it to produce own blood. He said, not through sexual. He said, like it was in the Garden of Eden. He said, but produce a creative body. Hallelujah. And through that virgin born body, he gave a blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood. He gave a blood that sanctified us and loosed us. I want you to catch that right there. He gave us a blood that sanctified us. But this blood did not just sanctify us. This blood loosed us. Glory to God. This blood has set us free. He said, and loosed us from our unbelief to believe on him. Then we do that, he says, and we receive him into our heart. That's God in us, God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He said, see, just as prophet, priest, and king, that's the same thing. Are you with me? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. I just love how God speaks to our hearts. I love how God shows us things. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Now, this is what got my wheels rolling on this thought right here. I clicked on that word interpretation just to see what it meant. That word interpretation means a loosing. Unloosing. Yeah, that's how I act when I first read it. Wow. A loosing and unloosing. Now, Brother Bram said in the Laodicean church age, are you with me tonight?
Yeah.
A momentary consideration of church history will prove how accurate this thought is. In the dark ages, the word was almost entirely lost to the people. Corey. But God sent Luther with the word. In the dark ages, when they met and they made a council, amen, that there's not one God, there's three gods. I hope this is okay tonight. There's not one God, there's three gods. And they, amen, they crucified the move of God. They crucified the power of the Holy Ghost and began to take man's ideas above God's word. And Satan found the channel that he could once again come into and come against God through the channel of denomination. That was his desire, was to stop that old-fashioned power of the Holy Ghost moving among the people. That was Satan's desire, was to stop the Son of God and the daughter of God from receiving the life of God. That was Satan's desire. But I want to tell the devil tonight, he'll never stop this thing. He'll never stop this bride. He'll never stop the Holy Ghost. Glory. Notice the word was entirely lost to the people. But God sent Luther with the word. Glory. I love this. And the Lutherans spoke for God at that time. At that time, what God was thinking, Luther was speaking. Oh God. Woo! And what Luther was speaking, the people were believing and living it and manifesting it. For at that time, that was God's thoughts concerning that day. But the prophet said this, but they organized and again the pure word. That's what we all want tonight, is the pure word that's undefiled, that's uncorrupted, that's not been manhandled, that's not been filtered to denomination. We want the pure word. For the only thing that's going to produce a revival in this hour is the pure word. Glory. He said it was lost for organization. For organization tends towards dogmas and creeds and not simple word. So they wanted to be able to understand it. Come on, somebody. They wanted to be able to explain it. They wanted to be able to put it all together. But that was not God's idea. God's idea was simple, pure word. To be believed, to be lived. Now catch this tonight. They could no longer speak for God. So when they organized, when they denominated, when they accepted man's filter. I've been listening to Thinking Man's Filter. That's a powerful message right there. When they accepted man's filter, it clogged up the filter, because the only thing that will pass through the word, Brother Branham says, is the Holy Ghost. The only thing that will pass through the filter is the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you tonight, but I think if there's ever been a time we needed the Holy Ghost among us, it's right now. If there's ever been a time we needed a real experience of not 1906 Pentecost, but of the upper room experience, we need it now. We don't want entertainment, Brother Darrell. We want revelation. We want something to change our lives, Brother David. Something of power. Something of fire. The Holy Ghost in fire. He said they can no longer speak for God. For when they spoke, they were only speaking their ideas. Notice this. But then God sent Wesley. And he was the voice with the word in his day. Have you noticed something here? The Word's got a voice. Glory. The Word's got a voice. He said the people who took his revelation from God became the living epistles read and known of all men for their generation. He said, notice, when the Methodists failed, God raised up others. Oh, I'm coming to our day. And so it has gone on through the years. Until this last day, there is again another people in the land who under their messenger. Not above, but under, glory to God, their messenger not might be, not perhaps, but will be the voice, will be the final voice to the final age. Glory to God. If there's a final voice, if there's a final age, there's got to be a final people. Listen, we're not here tonight pointing to something that's coming. Well, someday it's coming. Someday it's coming. It's here. This is not the day for someone else. This is your day. This is your hour. Hallelujah. He said, notice who under their messenger will be the final voice to the final age. Right. Yes, sir. He said, the church is no longer the mouthpiece of God. Thank God, Brother Terry, for a prophet that separated bride and church. Glory. He said, notice this. It is its own mouthpiece. So how is it his own mouthpiece? Because it took man's interpretation. Instead of simple, pure word. Instead of the power of God. Instead of believing the Bible. Well, the bishop said and the pope said and this one said. And it became its own filter. Glory to God. But you're not bound to that filter tonight. Glory to God. He said, so God is turning on her and he will confound her through the prophet. Are you with me? And, somebody say and. And the bride. God did not just desire to come down and send a message that a prophet himself was the only one that could live it. But God desired to send a message that a prophet of God could surrender and get himself out of the way and say what the Bible said. And that message could be transferred into young people, into old people, into every age. And they could be the manifestation of God's word in this hour. You are not put here to be defeated. You were placed here to live a victorious life. You are placed here to live an overcoming life. Hallelujah. You were placed here to be the manifestation. I'm going to finish this devil. I guess I'll just switch to this. Praise the Lord.
Sorry, Brother Luke, I'll be back.
Now, listen tonight. He said, yes, sir, the church is no longer the mouthpiece, he said. So God is turning on her, and he will confound her through the prophet and the bride. Notice how he's going to do it. For the voice of God will not be alone in Jeffersonville. The voice of God will not be laid in a graveyard in Jeffersonville. But the voice of God will be in the bride. She will actually speak the word, Brother Jim, and things will happen because the voice will be in the bride. The one man message is over, friends. This is now a body move. Notice this. So the perfect interpretation of the word of God came by, are you ready? The word prophet of the day. Somebody told me this week, they made a statement, said, well, here we got preachers. All they say is, Brother Bram said, or they quote the church's book of the seal book. He said, why can't we just say what the Bible said? I said, well, listen, they've been saying what the Bible said for years. Come on, somebody, this ain't new. And had no understanding what they were saying. But let me say why I quote a prophet of God. This is exactly how I answered him. This is why I quote a prophet of God. Because if he is a word prophet, he is preaching out of the word of God. And what he is saying is lining up with the word of God. So if I say the Bible said, or I say Brother Branham said, I'm saying the same thing. Because the prophet didn't come to preach his idea. He come to preach the word. And what he preached was the word. That's why he claimed you for truth. That's why he claimed you as a body of believers. He didn't call us a church bride. He called us a word bride. Now, hallelujah, now the bride is the living interpretation. Oh, woo. Now the bride is the living interpretation, not the dead interpretation. Not the church mouse interpretation. But the living interpretation. Oh, glory to God. I feel like preaching now. That tells me when the power of the Holy Ghost comes down and begins to move among them people, that word inside of your Father is searching after that word inside of you. And when that word sees that word and the Holy Ghost goes to moving, you might shout, you might cry, you might run. But there's one thing about it. When you walk out those doors, you will be the living interpretation of the present day message. Because the Holy Ghost has not just caused us to shout, but the Holy Ghost has brought our lives in line with the Word. Glory to God. Notice this. Fear. Somebody say fear. And bondage comes by man's interpretation. Glory to God. In the beginning, in Genesis, He allotted His word to each age as it has come down from the beginning to the end. And down through these ages, the church world has got all these things mixed up. Are you ready how they got it mixed up? By traditions. Well, you see, it was my daddy's tradition to filter what the preacher said. It's not my tradition to say amen. Oh, mercy. It's not my tradition to clap my hands. You see, it's not in our family tradition to pray around an altar. So are we going to die in tradition? Or let the word of God, the perfect interpretation of God's word, change our lives? Listen, friends, I'm not, oh, glory to God. You say, Brother Andrew, you're not interested in my traditions. I'm not interested in your traditions because I'm not interested in my traditions. Can you say amen? Our traditions has no place in the Word of God. There is only one place in this Word, and that's for a bride of Christ that'll come in this hour and lay everything she is on the altar and say, I have nothing to bring. All of my righteousness is filthy rags, but I come in the presence of God. I let the Word sweep over my soul. I heard the preacher say, kick sin out of your life, and I kick sin out of my life. I heard the preacher say, get the Holy Ghost, and I got the Holy Ghost. You don't come bringing tradition. Just bring yourself. That's all He wants is you. He don't want our works. He don't want our traditions. He wants us on the altar. That He can come down, Brother Darrell, and He can fill our lives. He said, and down through these ages, He said, notice, and so forth. And God always, and I'm going to slow down here for a minute because I want you to catch this. And God always sends on the scene, down through the Old Testament and New. You know what He always sends through the Old Testament and the New Testament? Prophets. Woo, that's good right there. Prophets. He sends prophets, not intellectuals, not educated guessing, but He sends prophets. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord comes to the prophet. And how does it do it? It manifests the word of God and God's manifestation that tells whether it's right or wrong. Nobody, nobody, nobody. Somebody say nobody. Nobody has to interpret it. The word interprets itself. Glory to God. The word interprets itself. And there it happens. I don't know Mark 16 is still in action because I read it in this Bible. I know Mark 16 is in action because I've experienced it. I know Acts 2:38 is not dead letter because it's just in a Bible. Acts 2:38 is a reality because I'm looking at people tonight that has experienced the power of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They've experienced the power of a new birth. That's why we testify tonight. Not because it's something was passed down to us through our tradition. This was passed down through a gene seed of God. You had nothing to do with this. It was the doing of your Father. We weren't born by the will of man, but by the will of God.
Glory to God.
What God, I love this. He says, what's God doing? God promised it. And there it happens. What good does it do to say anything else about it? Oh, who is a sinful man that would try to say when God made a promise and God does it, that interpretation is wrong? That's powerful right there. He said, that's God himself. Can he say amen? And doing his own interpretation. He don't need anybody to interpret it. He interprets himself by manifesting. Right there's that's the truth of the prophet of God. He does manifest in his word. He don't need us putting our ideas and, well, I can't do it. And there's no ability within myself. And I'll never overcome. And I'll never get the Holy Ghost. And I'll never live above sin. That's the lie of the devil. Come on, somebody. That's the same interpreter that Eve had when he come to her and approached her and told her something that was not the word of God. But is there any seed of Abraham here tonight that is willing to cast down Eve's interpreter and put him under your foot and say, Satan, I've listened to you long enough. I will rapture someday. I will take a body change someday. I will overcome, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I don't need Eve's interpreter anymore. I've got the perfect interpretation. I've got God's word. Christ came down. Christ has come down and opened his word for us.
Glory to God.
Amen. I don't need Eve's interpreter. I've got the word of God. I think we ought to tell Eve's interpreter, Satan, pack your bags and get out of here. Don't stop at the back door. Don't stop at the parking lot. Don't stop till you get back to hell.
Glory to God.
He said, oh, if the church could only see that and see the promises that's allotted for each age. Brother Tim, I ain't got to go back and just see Luther's promise. I just got to go back and see Wesley's promise. Brother Dave, I ain't just got to go back and see Pentecost's promise. The prophet of God plainly said right here that God allots. He allots promises to each age. So don't get mad at me, but I ain't got to go dig through denominational dumpsters to find something to preach. I ain't got to go hear what T.D. Jakes preached or what Oral Roberts or somebody else preached when I've got a promise for my age. And the promise for my age said there will be a bride and a prophet under the anointing of the pillar of fire said she'll be an invincible army. That's a promise for this age. That's a promise that not just somebody's going to manifest. It's time we say, I'm going to manifest it. I'm going to manifest the promise that God has allotted for my day.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Notice this. Isaiah, he said, notice this. He said, finish that quote. He said, notice, there's not one thing left undone. Therefore, the Lord himself, Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now notice a prophecy here is given. And as this prophecy is given, that devil of fear and that devil of worry begins to move up on both people that the prophecy is pertaining to.
For Abraham said, Joseph, he began to worry and begin to look at things and begin to say, now, I don't know about this. I don't know how this is going to happen. But notice Mary, hallelujah. Mary testified, an angel appeared unto me and said, Mary, that which is conceived in you is of the Holy Ghost. And God interpreted that by manifesting what was on the inside of her womb. Mary didn't have to do nothing. It was placed inside of her. She just had to believe it and let what was on the inside of her begin to manifest. Oh, little bride, tonight I tell you, you ain't got to work yourself into this. You ain't got to shout yourself into this. It was placed inside of you before the foundation of the world. And when the rise of the sun begins to come, that promised seed inside that promised womb begins to receive sunlight, and the power of the Holy Ghost begins to bring life out of you. And the prophet of God said, them little immoral things will just drop off. Glory to God. Abraham said, and why it had to be shepherds? He takes something that's nothing to do something with it. Glory, I like it. He shows his wisdom and his Godhead by doing so. That he takes the nothings. And God takes the nothings now to do something with. And as long as we think we're somethings, help us Lord, then we cannot be used in the hand of God. We must forsake all. We must forsake all we ever knew or learned. Oh, God help us. So that's why a prophet of God said, in order to believe this message, you've got to forget everything that's ever been taught you by denominations and by men's ideas to bring this word to pass in your life. You've got to forget it. Let it die. Let the ideas of denomination die. Let the ideas of traditions die. He said the very scorn that they had for him to believe him turned him around and become his most critical enemy and crucified him. He said, do you know that history repeats itself ever so often? It's a noted fact. They were trained to believe his word. And then when his word was vindicated before their eyes, they denied, are you with me? They denied the word that was made vindication when God proved what he would do and said what he would do and proved what he would do. Then they turned around and called this man an evil spirit. Because they were interpreting him through man's ideas. They were interpreting him through traditions. They were interpreting him through things that was not the word. Oh God. But I say tonight, church, we need him on the scene. And that means we need the perfect interpretation. We need the power of interpretation in our lives. Think of what taken place. Think of what caused them. Their training caused them not to recognize the very word made flesh for their day. The very training that they had in their schools with the very best of teachers. God, oh my. Remember, it says God doesn't need anybody to interpret his word. He is his own interpreter. Now catch this. I love this right here. Are you with me? I'll just go a few more minutes. I know Vacation Bible School is going on this week. Let me prove to you now that this is the truth in Isaiah 7:14. He said, Isaiah the prophet, 715 years before this happened, Isaiah the prophet said, a virgin shall conceive and shall bear a child. He said, there's no doubt that everyone in that age thought their daughter would be that woman because Isaiah said it. But no matter how much they tried, no matter how much they tried to convince, the womb was already elected.
the womb had already been chosen. And here we are almost 2,000 years after the manifestation of that prophecy right there. And the same devil is at work again trying to convince denomination that this word is going to come through your womb. But I'm sorry, devil, the womb's already been chosen. The womb's already been selected. And here you sit tonight. The same, Brother Bram said, as the word was in Mary, the word is in the bride. He hid that word in your heart so man couldn't mess with it. He hid that word in your heart so denomination couldn't touch it. So you could stand in this hour and produce every promise that God said you could have.
Notice. St. John 1:14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth. Amen. Now, what was the cry of the prophet? Get back to the word. Stay with the word. Get back to the word. Every time God sends a message, man tries to put his own interpretation to it. And it leads to darkness. Can you say amen? And blindness. And confusion. And fear. And bondage. But what did Peter say? The scripture. The prophecy is of no private interpretation. For Peter knew the time would come that they would begin to bring their ideas into it. Bring their doctrines into it. Bring their teachings into it. Instead of leaving simple, pure word. And Peter said, it's not of any private interpretation. So it's not set up in camps. It's not set up, well, if you want the Holy Ghost, come to me. If you want the victory, come to me. You want to believe this message, come to me. That's not what the prophet taught. Come on, somebody. And we have returned right back again to the days that Paul spoke of when men would stand up and say, that's not what Paul taught. That's not what the prophet taught. And let me say in this hour, God has placed something inside of you young people. God has placed something inside of every son and daughter of God that when they hear the word, they say amen to the word. It don't matter who's preaching. If it's the word of God, they say amen to the word. And I'm here to tell you tonight, if the word of God is coming across this pulpit, you ought to be able to say amen, Brother Donnie. Amen, Brother David. Amen, Brother Daryl. Amen, Brother Terry. That ain't nothing but the truth, because it's not coming of private interpretation. It's coming by the power of the perfect interpretation. It's coming in power. It's coming in demonstration. Lives are being changed. Hearts are being changed. People's being healed. Cancer's leaving people's body. People getting the Holy Ghost. What's happened? The power of interpretation has come in this hour. You see, hallelujah. The Laodicean age, Abraham said, I heard him say today, he said, that is the only age that put the word outside. Amen. I'm not going to preach all night, so don't let the devil interpret that to you. Now, I love this quote right here. I'm just about done. Now, when God is silent, he said, we had better be silent. But where he has spoken. I'm taking the brakes off and I'm preaching full force to that devil right now. Where he has spoken, we had better speak. And the prophet of God said in the last days there would be a prophetic class of people once again upon the earth. Let me tell you something tonight, church. I don't care how many comes. I don't care how many goes. I don't care how many disbelieves. I don't care how many websites rise up. They will not shut this bride up. God has spoken this word. God has spoken this message. And if God's got to raise up alley rats, God will raise up alley rats to say amen. Is there any young people tonight that will say amen, Brother Branham? What you said was the truth. God will have a witness of every generation. This message ain't dead. This message is alive. It's got power. And say, oh, and say what he has already said. Ooh, glory. Now you go to school and read a book in school. You read that book all day long. But a teacher stands up and interprets, explains what you just read. Now, I'm following the Lord right now. So the teacher, that's good right there. Thank you, Lord. The teacher reads that. You read that book in school and the teacher helps you understand what you're reading. She is placed there to teach you. She don't read you a book, then turn on a tape instructor. Now that book come with a CD. But she was not called. She was not paid to stand. Thank you, Lord. She is paid to stand there and teach you. She went to school to stand there and teach you. Now come on, somebody. A Bible laid in our hands and we had no idea what we were hearing. But thanks be to God for a prophet that found himself on the backside of the desert. Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, people will say Brother Branham placed himself in the scripture. That's a lie right out of the pits of hell. The Holy Ghost himself placed William Branham right in the scripture. Brother Branham didn't change Malachi 4 to fit Malachi 4. He was born Malachi 4. I'll put my life on it. I believe this message. I believe we have received a perfect word. I believe we have received a perfect anointing. I believe we received an adult deliverance in this hour. He's done his job. Where is the bride at? It's time for us to rise up and take hold of the promise of God. There's not another day coming, Brother Darrell. This is our day. This is our time. This is our season. Laodicea ended. A prophet said it's a bride age. That prophet stood there. He said, I didn't come for your money. I didn't come for your education. I didn't come for your popularity. I come for one thing, to stand between the living and the dead and claim every believer that God placed in the Word. Can we say he done his job? Let us do ours. Let us run this race now. The final church age, the Laodicea church age. This age is the culmination. The age that the full word must be restored. Now, the purpose of the restoration of the word, thank you, Lord, and the opening of the word and the opening of seven seals was not to give us something to argue about. But it came, hallelujah, Brother David, it come to give us power to live a victorious life. Go back with me to 2 Peter 1:20. There, the scriptures of no private interpretation. What was the definition of that word interpretation? Loosing. It came, the ministry of Elijah, the restoration of the word. All these things happened for one purpose. To find the bride and loose her. Hallelujah. It came for one purpose, to find the bride. Oh, I'm going to tell you tonight, church, without William Branham, we're not Rebecca. Without a prophet of God, we are headed for tribulation. But thanks be to God for the word of God that covered this hour. Hallelujah. And called us and chose us and elected us and said, now I'm going to loose you by the power of this message. We got time to hit a home run and leave. Let's answer a big question here for a second, can we? Why did we need a prophet in this day? Nobody out there believes in a prophet. The prophet's coming. We've got this. We've got this school. We've got this. Why do we need to emphasize on one man or what one man said? Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And the church said, amen. Revelation 10:1, we see the angel. Revelation 10:7, we see the voice. Oh, thank you, God. But in the days of of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants, the psychologist. The professors. The local library that don't have no records. I'm going home. Notice he says, declare to his servants the prophets. Amen. Notice now the believers wait for the word to be confirmed. See, it was not wrote by man, but by the Lord God. Therefore, it's not a book of man. Somebody get your Bible and say, it's not a book of man. This message did not come to replace this Bible. This message came. You put every lying devil to flight that says this message does away with the Bible. That is a lie. This Bible is a precious book. This Bible is our life. We receive strength from this. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. The prophet said, it's not a book of man. It's the book of God. And the man who sees the visions or hears the voice of God never understood it many times himself. In many cases, see, man didn't write the Bible. God wrote the Bible. It's not a man's book. It's God's book. It's God's thoughts expressed. That's how much he loved me. That's how much he loved you. He said it's God's thoughts expressed through human lips. That's what makes it the Bible. A thought expresses a word. And in the beginning was God's thinking. He expressed it through the lips of his prophets and confirmed it by his servants. See, notice, God does his own interpretation by predestination. He makes the man of the hour. Oh, I love this, Brother Terry. He makes the man of the hour, Brother Darrell, to catch the people of the hour. So what do they say? William Branham was a real good man. He was a real good preacher. Oh, he could stand up there and call people out and discern. But now when he got over preaching and doctrine and teachings and all that, he better leave that alone. That's what caught the bride's attention. That's why we're here tonight. Because for the first time, hallelujah, we didn't hear, well, Bishop said at conference and Dr. So-and-so said, but for the first time, Brother Terry, we heard a prophet of God stand up behind the pulpit, and I'm just about done, and say, behold, I will send unto you Elijah the prophet, and a prophet of God could stand with a voice and cry, this day, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. He could turn to Revelation 10:7 and say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. That prophet didn't come to bind us. That prophet come to loose us. By the perfect interpretation of God's anointed word of this hour, you're a free people tonight. You're a free people tonight. You have been loosed not by the denomination, but by the perfect interpretation of God's word. You can shout the victory. You can shake off chains. You can shake off bondage. You can lay that sickness aside. The days of miracles are not past. They're right among us tonight. He's still Jehovah Jireh. Don't put this off to someday. This is your day. This is your hour. And I'm going to say this, and I'm getting out of your way. A prophet of God come. He found his place in the scripture. Oh, my. I'm having a hard time wrapping up tonight. It's y'all's fault. Y'all kill a preacher. A prophet took that message to Arizona, I believe, stood up and preached, this day, this scripture fulfilled. They sit there. They listen. Takes it, Brother David, back to Jeffersonville. Stands up in the pulpit. Oh, I just love to turn that tape on, because when I'm listening to that tape, something goes to happen inside of me. When I hear a prophet of God get down that point and say, Jeffersonville, you know, 1933, when I was baptized in the 17th person on the Ohio River down there, and that light came down and that light overshadowed me and said, as it was in the days of John, or as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, your message will forerun the second coming of Christ. And a prophet of God, Brother Darrell, stood there and he took all the chains off. He put denomination under his feet and said, unto you that want to hear the word, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. And there was an uproar. What was happening? It was God's perfect interpretation. It was piercing the heart of every devil. It was piercing every unbelief. He stood up and said, I'm going to turn my back to this congregation, and I'm going to say, this sister's got this and this sister's got that. What was it? The power of the perfect word. He was not guessing. He was claiming you for truth. Blender, that's pretty good right there. Prophet of God stood up. He said, this day the scripture is fulfilled. But hold on. I said, hold on. That same overshadowing light of the power of the Holy Ghost overshadowed that seed inside of your soul one day and said, shaking a preacher's hand's not going to do it. Just walking through a prayer line with a dry-eyed confession is not going to do it. Just sitting home and streaming services is not going to do it. Oh, preach somebody. But that power of the Holy Ghost began to overshadow your soul, and the word of the prophet and the word of the Lord, and that ministry began. That preacher standing behind the pulpit that was called and placed of God, Brother Darrell, to stand there and preach that word under the anointing of God began to say, repent and be baptized. And you found your placement, hallelujah, in a watery grave, and you could rise up from that watery grave and say, this day this scripture has been fulfilled in my life. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And you come down to the altar, and the preacher laid those hands that has no power of their own inside of them, and he laid those hands upon you and said, I cast that cancer off of you. I cast that devil out of you. I say, let the Holy Ghost come in this person, because they met God's requirements. And something, you don't know how it happened, but it dropped down inside of your soul, and you begin to say, this day this scripture is fulfilled in my life. And one of these mornings, and it's not going to be long, we're going to step from mortality into immortality and turn around and say, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, these bodies shall be changed. And we'll say, this day this scripture has been fulfilled in my life. Let us stand to our feet tonight and give God praise. He has loosed you. The word of God has loosed you. You're free tonight. You're free tonight. Shake off the heavy chains. Get loose of those bands. Walk out of here a free people tonight. No fear, no bondage, no darkness, no light. Nothing can strike this bride and keep her down. When he himself come down and said, I loose you. That's why I say, Brother Branham said, that's why I don't beat around the bush. Well, I go to church, I believe the Bible, you know. For long, that bush ain't going to have no leaves on it. For long, you're going to run out of excuses. Well, we're just good, common, average church folks, you know. We don't get excited about nothing. We just believe the Bible. You mean to tell me you're going to rob somebody of hearing what you're shouting about tonight? I don't care if they make fun of me or not. I've heard my name. The word is called my name. They can get back on the chicken and ride the chicken back to the barnyard if they want to, but I ain't going back to the barnyard. I was called out of the barnyard. I'm an eagle tonight, and I'm going to fly with the eagles. Hallelujah. I think it's time tonight we spread our wings in the presence of Jehovah. Whatever the devil's tacked on your wings, this weights and bondages and chains, it says you can't get free. You can't get the victory. That is a lie right out of the pits of hell tonight. I challenge every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ upon the authority of God's word. Cast him down tonight. Cast that devil down tonight. You can leave with the Holy Ghost. You can leave with a fire inside of your soul. This bride's not leaving here defeated. She's leaving here victorious.
Every devil, somebody say every devil will be under this bride's feet. The power of interpretation. That you can see who you are. You can see where you come from. You can see where you're at. You can see where you're going. You can see who God is. You can see who the Word is. We're blessed tonight. We're blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands right now in His presence and thank Him for the blessings that He's poured upon us. Thank Him for loosing us. Thank Him for taking unbelief. He has provided a perfect sacrifice. He has provided a blood in this hour that has loosed us. Heavenly Father, we don't see all things tonight, but we do see Jesus. And Lord, we believe the promise of Your Word tonight. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, as the people have their hands lifted up, I believe right now the same Holy Ghost that anointed a prophet of God, it's not dead. It's right here tonight. Not to call us out. Not to try to be like Brother Branham, but to stand and preach the Word of God and watch the power of God fall upon people's hearts. Now, Satan, you have interpreted the Word to us long enough. We cast you down in the name of Jesus Christ. Rejoice, you're free tonight. Believe the promise of God's Word. It's already done tonight. Oh, hallelujah. That line that separated the darkness, you've crossed it tonight. You have heard the perfect interpretation. It took you in another dimension. It took you into another realm. You heard the Word call your name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I don't let this moment pass you by. Don't let the devil say you're not getting some. You say, Satan, I didn't come for emotion. I didn't come for sensation. I come for pure, simple Word. I need to receive something from Christ. I need something anchored in my soul tonight. Heavenly Father, we receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, not by an emotion, not by sensation, but by the channel of revelation. Let that perfect interpretation of God's Word overshadow our souls, and we can say amen to the Word tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Harry, sing something. Hallelujah. Oh, that's it tonight, friends. Cast him down. Brother Ram said, Eve, stop long enough. She stopped long enough to hear the devil's lies and was deceived by stopping long enough. A prophet of God stood on tape, Brother David, and screamed out with everything within him, don't stop. Keep pressing on. Oh, do you love him tonight? Are you thankful that he's loosed you? Oh, that you can sit right here and hear the mystery of predestination preached right across this pulpit and say, amen. Amen. The seventh seal's open. Amen. Amen. This is what happened in the garden. Amen. Amen. Malachi 4 is fulfilled. Amen. Amen. St. Luke 17:30. Amen. Amen. Oh, sing something, brother. Let's worship him for a minute tonight, just before we turn the service over. I know we got to go. If you need prayer, come. We'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Let's worship him tonight. I heard the prophet of God say it's King Lamb worship time.
We're the culmination. We're the coming of the Lord is near. Living out the revelation. Overcoming sin's temptation. The truth will go to every tongue and nation. We are the chosen generation. Oh, we are the generation. We're the culmination, the final voice the world will hear. The coming of the Lord is near. Living out the revelation, overcoming sin's temptation. The truth will go to every tongue and nation. We are the chosen generation. Yes, we are the generation. We're the culmination, the final voice the world will hear. Coming of the Lord is near. Living out this revelation, overcoming sin's temptation. The truth will go to every tongue and nation. We are the chosen. The truth would go to every tongue and nation. We are the chosen generation. Oh, we are the generation where the culmination, the final voice, the world will hear. The coming of the Lord is near, giving out the revelation, overcoming sin's temptation. The truth will go to every tongue and nation. We are the chosen generation. We are the generation. We're the culmination, the final voice the world will hear. The coming of the Lord is near, living out the revelation, overcoming sin's temptation. The truth will go to every tongue and nation. Chosen generation.
Amen. Have you enjoyed church tonight? You appreciate the word of the Lord? Amen. Praise the Lord. Certainly appreciate Brother Andrew Glover being obedient to the Lord tonight. I believe we received something good here tonight, didn't we? I just wish he'd get a little bit excited when he preaches. Why so dry, Brother Darrell? Do you? Praise the Lord. I know you've got to go get your children at the pavilion tonight, but shake hands with somebody. Greet them in the name of the Lord. Tell them you love them. And let's come back Saturday night and do this all over again. Is that all right with everybody? Give the Lord a good hand clap of praise. Amen. Cross over the line. Amen. Let's sing this as you leave tonight. God bless you. Be careful leaving the parking lot. Go get your babies. Amen. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the night. I'm so glad I crossed over in time. Yes, I'm so glad I crossed over.
Traveling along the back roads, heading in the wrong direction. Satan surely had my soul off the mound. Through God's love and mercy, His grace has turned me around. I'm so glad I crossed over in time.
Yes, now I'm so glad I crossed over. Separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad I crossed over in time.
God bless you.
I'm so glad I crossed over the line. I'm so glad I crossed over the line. The line that separates the darkness from the light. I'm so glad.
My sin, darkest night. Satan standing between my soul and the light. But Jesus gave me a light when he saved this soul of mine. I'm so glad I crossed over in time.